You're going to be somewhere in 3 years, so you might as well be there on purpose. Go to the show notes right now. Just pause it. Go to the show notes. Click on the PBL Movement Conference. Sign up for the Emerging Schools track. And you, as a principal and five-ish of your leadership team, whatever that looks like, sign them up. Come to Indianapolis. We're going to help you plan out the next 3 years of project-based learning implementation. We have a recipe that works. It creates a grassroots movement. And when I say recipe, it's just like PBL. It's not do one, do two, do three, do four, everything turns blue in your lab. It's there's a framework, and your specific school, your specific circumstances all play into that. That's why your team needs to be there. You're going to create the culture. The best part of having us facilitate it is that you as the leader get to be a part of the discussions and you're a part of the culture, so it doesn't feel like a top-down mandate. It really does feel grassroots. You get to be a part of the learning and the creating because we're helping to guide through it. It's an absolutely awesome process. There's going to be other schools there that you can collaborate with. You'll be in a cohort and you'll have a great network. Go to the show notes. It's PBL Movement, and you should get your tickets today. When you look at your classrooms, do you have students that are apathetic? Do you have students that are having a hard time learning? Do you have teachers that are starting to get burned out or cynical? Are you trying to figure out how you're going to launch your vision when education's tough? Are you waiting for education to get easier? Are you waiting for something to, a different wave to come through to launch your vision? Because that doesn't happen. Like it's going to be difficult, and we need your vision because it's difficult. You are in leadership for a time such as this. And that's what this podcast is all about. The PBL Simplified Podcast is about you, the visionary leader, and me, Ryan Storier, CEO of Magnify Learning, the host, helping you on your leadership trajectory, making sure it's up and to the right, equipping you to be ready to launch that vision, to have the next steps ready, to be able to talk to your staff, build that culture, get your school ready to fulfill the vision that you're bringing. Everybody wants to be a part of something bigger. You have that something bigger. Your staff's waiting for you to jump in. So welcome, visionary leader. This is the third Wednesday of the month, which means it's a PBL leadership episode. Last week, we had a PBL showcase where we had Haley from Neosho, Missouri talk about her PBL unit in the classroom. Next week, we've got Jeff McManus from Ole Miss, who is a national leadership speaker. He does phenomenal work with colleges, K-12, does some work with Chick-fil-A executives. He's just a wealth of information, a very humble individual, and a good friend. You're going to want to tune in to that one. Today, we have a need to know, a common need to know around PBL research. In the episode topic, we're going to dive into the book Unstoppable. We've done, in episode 115, I did a quick leadership leap around this, but this is one of my favorite books. Like, this is a leadership episode that my kids and I listen to often. We travel a lot, because if I travel, my kids go with me. So while we're traveling, we listen to this parable type story, and we listen to Captain Peter, the master and commander, build up his ship in the same way we might build up our vision and our personal leadership. So love this book. We're going to dive deeper into it to figure out how you can find your framework and what your fable or parable might look like. But first, let's jump into our need to know. This need to know actually comes from a school that we're getting ready to work with over the summer. And it's a question that comes up often as we're scheduling summer workshops, whether it's a Jumpstart, Advanced, or PBL certification. It really comes in all different parts of a leader's vision. Is they want to know about the research behind project-based learning. And either they want to know, or their teachers want to know, or the school board, somebody always wants to know, what about the research? And it's out there. We've got past PBL Simplified podcast episodes. You can go back pre-100 and look at those research episodes where I go in depth. But the Lucas Education Foundation in 2021 did some really great research on what project-based learning does in schools. And they didn't cherry pick, schools where everything's running well. they found some schools where there were some challenges, and they wanted to see, does project-based learning work in challenging situations? And the answer is yes. And you say, well, what about research in elementary schools? Got it. They covered that. What about PBL research in middle school? Yep, got that. What about research in high school? Yep, copy that. They've got research in AP classes. Now, AP classes are ones that are historically like, AP is so tight on the curriculum, the scope and sequence, there's no way we could do project-based learning because it's so tight. We've got to cover so much. And like, as soon as you say cover, I want you to cringe just a little bit. Even if you can't get past it, I like to use the word engage, right? We don't want to cover standards. You're not just checking off a box because it's not about what we teach in the classroom. It's about what kids learn. So we're not covering standards, we're engaging standards. And the same thing happens in an AP class. That's what the research shows, is that when we get into deeper learning and project-based learning, and even if you go into problem-based learning, our kids need handles for the information, or it just gets lost. We all do, right? We need handles for the information. We need context. We need to apply it. We need to play with it and mess around with the different ideas so we can remember them. So when we get to a test, we have to write about it, or we have to answer a kind of a tangential, obtuse question. We can take a couple turns with our knowledge and get to the right answer. So the research is there, and it shows that project-based learning and deeper learning are keys to doing well in K-12, to doing well on standardized tests, to doing well on, these AP exams. So the research is there. If you need it, reach out to me. If you go to whatispbl.com, that's whatispbl.com, there's a big Ask Ryan button. So hit Ask Ryan and just say, hey, Ryan, would you shoot me that research? I'd be happy to. You can search for it yourself, but I will get it for you. Like, I have it. It's right here on my computer. So I'll send it to you. It's telling. They're very good randomized studies, right? It wasn't kind of an ad hoc anecdotal study. It's very, very demanding study. So feel free to reach out. I would love to get that research to you. Now let's jump into our main episode. The main episode is around a book study. The book is called Unstoppable by Alden Mills. Again, it's one of my favorites. The thesis is that every visionary leader can create a signature framework and story using the book Unstoppable. And that's exactly what Alden Mills does in this book. He has a framework, several frameworks actually, that he uses, and a fable. So he tells the story through this fable of a land he's kind of created where we all have ships and we work on them. It's fantastic. And he says in the introduction, it's really in part is he wants to take what he's learned about leadership and he wants his kids to know about it, right? So he put it in story form. And he has frameworks so they can remember it. And oddly enough, when you explain this to your kids, adults tend to learn it really, really well, right? So when you say, hey, explain this to me like I'm an 8-year-old, that tends to work really well for adults, right? It works for them too. It works for us. So let's look at some of the frameworks that are in Unstoppable. And he wants us to think big. He wants us to dream big. And he goes through this story of Tim and Ted and Captain Peter, they go through K-12 education, getting the same education, but then at the end, they have these two different diverging paths. One has learned how to be passive and just do what he's told, and he gets kind of the job that he doesn't really like, and he's kind of cynical. The other one goes a little more entrepreneurial. And I like to even go intrapreneurial as we talk about these things. You can be in a big organization. In fact, you're probably an intrapreneur. You're in a large district or large school, but you're improvising. You're a maverick. You're doing things that others aren't doing. You're trying and failing and figuring out what works. Like, that's what entrepreneurs do. That's what intrapreneurs do. So we want our kids to be on this intrapreneur path where they're thinking and trying things. And that's exactly what Unstoppable does. Now, throughout the story, Alden gives us this framework, and it ends up spelling you persist, right? You persist. So what I love about this idea of picking a framework, picking an acronym, is that you can then explain it to anyone at any time. You persist. And Alden could sit you down, and he'd say, you need to understand your why. which you know I love the why, right? Like, I'm big on what is your why. You need to start there, because as Michael Jr. says, when you know your why, your what has more impact. So I love that he starts there. Probably a good reason I love this book. But you understand your why. P, plan in 3D. E, exercise to execute. R, recognize your reason to believe. S, survey your habits. So he's talking about habits and exercise. You have to be in good shape to be in leadership long term. I, improvise or overcome obstacles. That's our growth mindset. S is seek expert advice, looking for mentors. And T is to team up, that collaboration piece. So as you persist, he can put that on his wall. He can put that on his website. In fact, it is. He's got a lot of resources there. But what I love about it is if you saw Alden on the street and said, are you the unstoppable guy? Hey, can we have a cup of coffee or can I buy you lunch? And he says, you know what? I was actually just going to go get lunch. Let's go get lunch. And you buy him lunch. And yes, you should buy him lunch. But he can immediately go right into You Persist and he could walk you through his entire framework because he knows what it is. It's spelled out and it's intentional. Sometimes I think there's so many, you know, we tell these jokes, there's so many different acronyms, but you need a framework to explain your vision to people. It's an important process because even though you talk about your vision every day and people say they get tired of it, they still need it every day. You have to talk about your vision day in, day out, in the morning, in the afternoon. And if you can give people some handles of some kind of an acronym that you continually go to, they can start to catch on to it. It also means that you can have a vision talk whenever you're ready, right? And you're always ready because you have this, say you persist, Alden can sit down with anybody and walk you through that. He could do it on a napkin, right? So that's the power of a framework. And he's got several. He understands this power. And I'm just getting into this. And I'm going to go hard into these different frameworks. He's got another one, NEGU, never, ever give up. Never, ever give up. My kids hear that because I'm, you know, if they start waning and say, I think I can hear that they're about to give up. NEGU. NEGU. It's like, what? Like, you know, right? And it's just a quick reminder. It's kind of a funny, humorous reminder. I say NEGU and they know, yep, I don't want to give up on this. He's got another one when in his section on plan, the P in You Persist. He's got a framework within the framework. So then he's got this 3D planning. You define it. What's your goal? Be very specific. Two, you divide it up into these milestone goals. Three, you do it daily. Make sure that your habits lead up to your goals. And there's nothing like completely brand new about this idea of how he splits up goals, right? Like a lot of people do that. But he's got a framework. So for his people, they know what his framework is. You could go right off of his framework. You could take his framework and do amazing things, right? So you want people to be able to do the same thing with you. So first thing I want you to have as a visionary leader is a framework. Start working that out. And you can do that retroactively. Like, what are the things that you say all the time, right? And just write them down. And then start to see, you know, what are the verbs that pop out? You know, as your verbs pop out, that could be the beginning of your acronym. So see what those can look like and start to build your framework that way. And try a couple different things out, right? Try it out with people. Like, hey, I'm trying this out. What do you think about You Persist or Eat the Elephant? It's like, well, that's kind of long, right? But you just like figure out what your framework is. And the second part as you're doing that is I think we should all have this story that tells our vision. You know, some kind of a fable, just like Alden uses, you know, boats in his, right? So he says, you know, you're always upgrading your boat. And what he means by that is you're always upgrading your leadership capacity, right? When you go to a conference and you get a new organizational style like that, that's another way to upgrade your boat, right? So that's his analogy or his metaphor, right? So what's yours? And I think when we have this, we can start to tell stories. And people love stories. The one that I'm working on right now is my family, we just love adventure. We love to be outdoors. We love national parks, state parks, hiking, mountains. So I'm developing this mountain analogy for Magnify Learning. And I don't mind telling you right now because it's in process, right? And all of our stuff should be in process and you need to share it to get feedback. And, you know, we've got a PBL Jumpstart. That's kind of one of the first things that you get into. So that's the first peak. We've actually got a base camp now because we've got some trainings around growth mindset. So if you're not ready for a PBL, we've got design days. We've got PBL movement conference, right, where you can bring you and your team to plan out your 3 days. That's before a jump start, right? So that would be, how do you get to base camp? You go to PBL movement, right? Go to PBL movement conference, do emerging schools. Now you're at base camp. Now your team knows what it looks like to climb this mountain. You know, in the first year, you're going to get PBL jumpstart. And then you're going to get coached, right? So our coaches are now mountain guides, right? They're not just coaches. They're mountain guides that are taking you and your staff up the mountain to that first peak of jumpstart. And then they're going to take you up the next peak to PBL advanced, right? And each one of these peaks will be called something different, right? It'll be like peak one or summit one or summit two. And then our mountain guides will take you up to PBL certification, right? And then at that point, you have your own mountain guides. And I can see this in my head, right? I can see the graphic, right? Are you starting to hear the story, the analogy here? Once you're certified, you're a mountaineer, you've got two choices. You can come back down the mountain and help lead a group up yourself. As a mountaineer, now you can come back and lead them up. Or you can go seek another peak, go innovate, go collaborate. There's still more peaks for you to go and explore. Right? And so this is the analogy that I'm starting to build. And I think as leaders, we need to do this because we're trying to inspire people. And if we just say do better, that's not enough, right? That's not good enough for us because better means something different for everyone. So even if you did say, hey, let's do better this year, that's something different for everybody. You know, somebody's like, hey, I bought more pencils this time for the beginning of the year, so I think I'm doing better. What do you think, boss? You know? Is that what you were thinking? It's like, no, that's not what I was thinking, right? So we've got to build these metaphors in and these frameworks so that our people know where we're at and where we're trying to take them. So I highly encourage Unstoppable. I actually like the audio version of it because Alden reads it himself and he actually does different voices. I saw one of the behind the scenes takes is he actually got a coach to teach him how to do different voices, and super, super well done. So I really recommend the audio along with the print version if that's how you roll. But get the audio and listen to it. It's such a winner. It'll help you build your framework. It'll help you build your metaphor. That's our leadership episode for today. Your call to action today is to go to whatispbl.com. Whatispbl.com. And when you get there, you can choose administrator or teacher if you want to get resources, or you can hit that Ask Ryan button. Remember, if you want research, hit that Ask Ryan button. I will send it to you. Or you can ask me a question. That's where the need to knows come from. So hit Ask Ryan and we'll answer your need to know on the podcast. That's it for today's episode, but make sure you tune in next week. We've got Jeff McManus from Ole Miss, and he has just a phenomenal, his metaphor goes through landscaping, because he's the leader of landscape at University of Mississippi. So he says Jeff McManus grows things. He grows plants, he grows people, and he grows fresh ideas. Now he uses that throughout, and people relate to it. How do I know? Because he's been giving talks all over the country to tens of thousands of people. He's been in USA Today, the Princeton Review, Newsweek, the New York Times. Like, it's working. People relate to story. So we need to do that as well. Jeff will be a great example for that. And I'm going to take as much of his leadership expertise, and I'm going to lean him towards education so it applies to your work so that you can engage your learners, tackle boredom, and transform your classrooms. Thank you for listening to this episode of the PBL Simplified Podcast. Would you help us achieve our vision of 51 by 2051? One small step you can take to help us out is to leave a review of the PBL Simplified Podcast. Scroll down to the bottom of our show page, select a star rating, and leave a review. Your review helps others find this podcast. When you leave a review, the next visionary leader will see your words and join us. Thank you for leading inspired.